Yeah, talking about eufy.com. The Eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver, no drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys. When hands are full, never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there, this is a must-have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by StrikeForceEnergy.com. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Hello.
That was the most awkward start to Drinking Bros.
Oh, hey guys.
Hey now.
Derek Wyda and I had a huge, massive falling out, and I'm just totally kidding.
But he paid me my money back, and now we're friends again. Yeah.
Yeah. $10.
No.
$10.
It was over $10?
Yeah. It was $2 cans of dip.
Was it principal for you?
Matt owed me $10, and I refused to talk to him until, but we're good now.
I gave him a hand job, and I valued that at $30, so technically you're in deficit
for
$20.
What is the going rate of a hand job?
I don't know, but $30, I've got $200 in my wallet right now.
Hey, that's like 4 hand jobs.
I'm in.
I'm going Josh Tyler.
This is how much I like to drink, bros. It is my mother's birthday, and she's FaceTiming me right now, and I'm not gonna. I'll call her back. You know,
she's FaceTiming me. Come on, say happy birthday.
Right on air. Okay, we'll say hi on air tomorrow.
Yeah,
mother. I am live on the Drinking Bros podcast, but it's your birthday, so I didn't want to say not happy birthday. Here's everybody: Jared, Josh, Derek, Wyda.
Happy birthday, my best mom.
So we love you. I'll call you back after the episode. Okay, mom. Okay, love you.
Kids, we got some sponsors who pay for this show to be on the air. I know what you're thinking. Ross, you're not even on these shows. You're right, I'm not. I'm at a family reunion in Ohio. But we do have the sponsors that we do have to take care of because they take care of us. So first and foremost, we got StrikeForceEnergy.com. StrikeForceEnergy.com is the premier energy drink on the planet. Kick the can, kids. You don't need the can anymore. You don't need Monster. You don't need Kickstart. You don't need Red Bull. This is a tasty, tiny little tin pouch. You just rip it open and squeeze in any drink available. Also, the awesome thing about it is their new 750 milliliter bottles that come with a pump. So you can just boom, boom, pop a couple of squirts in and go. Now come in all flavors. So you're not just getting original. They've got it in grape. They've got it in lemon, orange, and they're fucking phenomenal. Strikeforce Energy is the premier drink. It's replacing 5-Hour Energy and everything else. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. Grab yourself a subscription. We have a subscription on the show, all of us. So they just ship that shit to our house, which is nice. Pre-workout and that mid-afternoon crash is when I really fucking get into that shit. Right around that 2 p.m. range. It's like coffee's worn off. All right, cool. I'm going to have a couple of squirts of Strikeforce and get her done the rest of the day. Go to StrikeforceEnergy.com. Get yourself a subscription. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. And again, they ship everywhere in the entire world. So go to StrikeforceEnergy.com. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. And you are good to go, my man. Next up, we got GhostBed.com. Woo! Sleep so good, it's scary. GhostBed.com is the finest mattress you'll ever sleep on in your entire life. We all have them on the show. Big fan. I mean, dude, so much so fucking Jared even bought a goddamn mattress. So did his brother, even bought one afterwards. That's how amazing these mattresses are. It'll be the finest sleep of your entire life. And it just ships right to your house. You don't have to go to the fucking thing. You pop it out of the box. You let it spring to life after a couple hours. It is a fine, fine sleep. Once you get used to it, though, you're not going to want to go back to any other mattress. I can promise you that. It's a comfortable sleep. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros or go to ghostbed.com and type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get $50 off and you get 3 free pillows when you order a mattress. And their pillows are the fucking jam. I don't know what they're putting in there. It has like an aloe sense, but it's absolutely incredible. Again, ghostbed.com/drinkingbros and get yourself a bed. They've also got a pay-as-you-go plan in case you're like, shit, mattresses are expensive. A little bit. They're not too bad priced, but we fucking dig them. Next up, we got warfightertobacco.com. Big, big fan of Warfighter Tobacco. They are 100% combat veteran owned. Rocco is one of the co-owners. They got some new blends. They got some new cigars they've rolled out. Go to warfightertobacco.com and get yourself a cigar. They are made with Cuban seeds and they're hand rolled in the Dominican Republic. Shipped straight to your doorstep. And look, smoke them if you got them. If you don't got them, go get them and smoke them. Awesome. If you want to see them in a store near you, like a cigar shop near you, just walk in, tell the owner of the store that you want them in there, and then email Scott Jansen and the boys over at Warfighter, and they will hook it up. Go to warfightertobacco.com, type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off. Also, their apparel and their humidors are fucking amazing. They've got these wooden, like, custom-built humidors. I don't know if they're still selling them, but if they are, they're fucking awesome. And so are their t-shirts. Big fan of their t-shirts at warfightertobacco.com. Last but not least, go to straightrazors.com. Straightrazors.com is, dude, it's like getting a shave from Tombstone. From the old ancient era, they've got the dopest fucking razor kits. They've also got beard oils, mustache waxes, the whole shit, dude. Everything you need to shave to be a real man, they got there. And when you go there, you type in the promo code Revolution. They're giving you 20% off at straightrazors.com. Love straight razors. Use them. Get them up. Shine them up. Shine them up good. Roll through your neighborhood. And last but not least, of course, it's blackriflecoffee.com. Finest coffee in the land. They got a subscription of the month club. Use the promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off. And their fucking apparel, by the way. Not only is their coffee the greatest goddamn coffee in the land. I've got the subscription month club, the way it just shows up at my house. But their apparel is fucking dope, dude. Everybody's wearing their Black Rifle Coffee shirts. I saw them all over Labor Day weekend. Big fan. And of course, you know, Matt and Evan and Jared and those guys own the company. So, thanks for supporting the show by supporting our sponsors. We love you. Back to the show, kids.
Oh, Matt, you and your friends, oh, you guys
in your booze cast, your old poo cast.
Is that the Drinking Brothers? No, we have a full house brothers. Today. We have Evan Hafer, Bert Kuntz, Derek motherfucking Wida, Josh Tyler,
middle
Jared Taylor.
Is that Derek? Is that your middle name?
Yeah,
no. Motherfucking.
No, Derek and I were laughing before the show because everybody, for some reason, thought we had a falling out. And we're just like, you got married and moved to Vegas.
What?
And I moved to Salt Lake City.
That
and
was the rumor.
That was the comment. It was annoying. You know, like, you know, I do like Instagram live videos, and the common question is, "What happened with you and Matt? Like, what happened with you in Article 15? What happened?" And it's a, you know, it's like,
I mean, the worst beef we have is your abs are always like 10 times better than mine.
That's not my problem. Fucking how you That's do not my fault. That's not my fault.
It's called me being lazy and drinking way too much beer. So
hey, I still got that issue of Tattoo Magazine that we yeah. shot for.
Yeah, I was inside. I like to say I was inside Christy Mack. Episode of Inc. Whoa. Magazine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you ever, I would love to bang Christy Mack.
I feel you could arrange that.
Like, I feel like,
is she married?
Dude, if I could, she follows me on Instagram. She likes
me. Oh, yeah.
I don't care about
you. You sent me that screenshot.
I don't care about anything else. Like, you know, like
that's, she's liked your photos before.
Oh yeah, it's God, still to this day. I know it makes me feel good. Goodness. And like it's really shallow.
Do you know Christy Mack, Evan?
I'm we're looking her up right now.
How the fuck do you not know?
She is like the hottest porn star. Double sleeve, like always takes it in the ass. Side shape.
Are these like the those are your top three?
Those are my top three things.
Side shape.
My qualifiers, dude.
Double sleeves.
Fuck yeah.
Wow. Anal first.
If I lost 494,000 followers today, but I still had one and it was Christy Mack, I'd be like,
I'm fucking
you
good.
About to rich. Break the big 500?
We'll see.
Half a mil is a big, that's a big boy numbers right there.
Your last post was fucking great. I loved it.
Those are big boy numbers.
You don't give a fuck, and I love it. I wish I could be that way. You know, I'm there a little bit, but like sometimes
no,
I can help my business up.
Yeah,
but.
DGAF.
Hey, are you guys down with the shaved head deal?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, you're about that.
I mean, I'm like, yeah. I'm on the fence.
Because now she can put on whatever hairstyle she wants.
That's true.
Whatever you're feeling that
but
night.
But you can't really pull it hard. Well,
that's fine. If you rip it off her head, then it's just like, I am all that
I'm
is mad.
I'm super intrigued by Asian women because I've never dated an Asian woman.
No,
Thailand. Let's fire this plane up tonight. I guarantee you.
Burkutz is ready to roll.
What do you think, Evan?
We can get to San Francisco by 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Have you dated an Asian ever?
I have. You have? The second girl I ever had sex with was completely Japanese.
Did you like it?
Wow.
No.
She was actually a very nice lady. I'm into like big butts, tiny waists, yep. and big titties.
Asians are mainly.
Asians are just kind
chopstick.
Of like lengthy.
Just a chopstick.
Like yeah.
chopstick
I love sushi, but I don't want to eat the chopstick. You know what I'm fucking saying?
That's true.
So, you know, cheers
ever?
To you. Like it, but
yeah. I mean, I don't know if you'd call it dating, but yeah,
did you like it?
In some world, no, it's pretty.
So
pretty
I'm
benign.
Not missing something.
No.
There's not
I don't
something
think so.
Out there. I shouldn't be.
I mean, Bert's probably got better stories.
How about this? Let's do
Asian.
This.
Yes or no?
Everybody.
Asian what?
Asian girl. Well,
yeah,
dude,
Asian dudes.
My brain has been washed. I have no clue what
Jared,
you guys
I got
are
you.
Talking about.
Everybody should Zero. Pick their favorite, like, cultural, like, even if you like white chicks, Brazilian, whatever, pick, like, what's yours? What's your go-to where you're like, I like this specific ethnicity as far as attraction?
Oh, definitely Russian.
Russian?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Really?
Slovakian, Russian, wow. like that
yeah.
area.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. Based off of what?
I don't know.
Just because, like, tall, hot white girls or something?
Yeah, but not American, because American girls are fairly annoying.
True.
Yeah.
They don't listen to you.
They're,
like, it's still, like, Eastern
entitled,
Europe, European
yeah,
girls are
yeah,
scared
yeah.
to get
they're
hit.
They're just thankful. Like,
yeah. You didn't punch me. My husband's awesome.
You're like, oh, man, you paid for
yeah.
dinner?
All right. Josh, what about you?
Scandinavian.
Scandinavian?
Yeah.
Where, oh, that's like
yeah.
Norway and shit?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Scandinavian.
Wow.
I'm
if you were a chick, I didn't
totally
even think
you.
About that. I want to
yeah,
add
I'll
that to mine.
You want to change it? Scandinavian?
Yeah, Sweden, Norway. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Iceland.
Yeah, yeah. You guys are super white girls. Ooh. Get it?
Yeah.
Derek. Derek, what do you got?
Dude, like, my brain is a nice guy, but my dick is racist, sexist, and xenophobic.
Yeah.
So I'm going with, like, American white women.
Right.
Like,
wow.
Even with the complaining?
God.
Dude, I've seen, there's this show called, like, 90 Days Till the Marriage or something, and people do arrange marriages and stuff. You like, your fantasy might be all well and good, but those girls aren't, like...
True.
No, man.
I bet.
They want rich ass, good looking American dudes.
Yeah. Like,
are you saying
you could get
Jared
a girlfriend
Taylor's
online and
then
if she comes here, she'd probably be disappointed.
So he just called you fat, ugly, and not successful.
Oh, man.
He's no Derek White, but it's fucking Jared Taylor.
I mean, I could have you train me for like Savage. I might be semi good looking.
Oh, man. You would hate that.
All right. Yeah, what about you, Bert Koontz?
Big bootied black American women.
They're built to my appropriation.
That's,
so I'm
that's
gonna,
what I'm after. Like 5'10, 5'11. You know,
you like tall chicks?
Breeders.
Yeah, like 6 inches taller than
ew.
Me.
Ew.
The bigger, the blacker, the
no,
better.
No, it's okay. Mm.
I'm saying ew to the height. I'm about the black chick.
Are you talking like Kenyan black or like Georgia black?
No, I'm just kidding. Girl next door American is my gig.
Like are you
college
talking about
soccer player?
Tiny braids like Serena Williams?
Damn.
No.
I was just about to agree with him and be like, you know what? I kind of, and then it was a joke answer. I'm glad I shut the fuck up. Like, I was like, dude, I'm so glad you said that because me too.
Derek is like, threw up a high five.
No, never
mind. No, what about you, Evan?
It's a, for Bird, I will add to this. It's Elizabeth Shue. That's his, his fucking wheelhouse.
Mm, we had this conversation on the river trip while we were talking. It's like Elizabeth Shue, Karate Kid to Cocktail. Like, I mean, just hammer. And she was a college soccer player that gave up soccer to become an actress.
There is there's some super sexy about like action sports girl. Like the professional snowboarders, like Tahora Bright or there's a couple other ones that are just like, but they're not tens at all. They're like sixes, but they could do backflips on snowboards, so that makes it really hot.
This Canadian pole vaulter that's all over the internet right now. I can't think of her name. Does anybody know who I'm talking about?
There's a French pop singer, Alizé. You ever seen her?
We're talking about
she's hot
section.
As shit.
Got a pole vaulter running into the conversation.
I want to know what yours is, Evan.
You know, I'm a
hippie. He likes hippies.
I shouldn't say this because my wife is blonde, but you know the redheads.
Oh really? Yeah.
You know, I got a redhead.
You know what they say. It's, red on the head, fire in the hole.
It's that chick from. Do you guys watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah, yeah.
So
the dragon girl or whatever.
No,
Sansa.
No. No, it's the fucking wild thing.
The
ginger wild thing from the north.
Yeah,
like Jon Snow's original
slam piece.
Yeah, slam piece. Like that thing was like hitting all cylinders.
Yep.
Like that's for whatever. Violent, excruciatingly violent. You know. Ginger.
A redhead ruined my first marriage.
She loved she loved Jon Snow and she shot him with an arrow, right?
I know.
Like, that's redheads.
That's what it's
like. I love you!
Redhead gangster.
Oh! Damn. Yeah. No, I had a redheaded girlfriend when I was at Walter Reed and I had to leave her while she was at work because I was honestly afraid. I've never been afraid like a girl would kill me in my sleep before, but I was like, dude, she's kind of violent.
I'm going to get fucking stabbed.
Gonna get shit.
I feel there's like a lot of white women lovers in here. I like the ethnic Colombian women. Like,
see, but I haven't
Brazilian, Colombian. Like that's why like
closest my I got wife, was like, a Nicaraguan.
Like my wife half Spanish. You get that? Like I know I can throw a baby in that chick and she'll come back to fucking perfect form. She doesn't have to fucking lift 9 days a week to fucking look phenomenal.
Who
like,
is that?
I'm talking about my wife, but like half ethnic, like that little spice to it. Yeah. I don't like white girls.
Russians
which
get
is crazy
shorter
because I've dated blondes.
As they get older.
Yeah. There's a reason I was engaged 3 times to fucking white girls and never went through. Okay.
Yeah.
I needed some ethnic diversity in my life.
I did date a Nicaraguan for a while.
What?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Okay. Yeah, I did.
I don't believe it.
Her grandfather was a vice president in Nicaragua.
That's what? South America, not Africa. Right?
That's like being a county commissioner.
It's not a lot. That's like saying you're.
I know. But she was definitely Nicaraguan.
Yeah,
Consuelo.
It's like I'm Brazilian Special Forces. You're like, oh, you're like a Marine Great Guard. That's awesome, man.
You're like a
but you guys have never been in a war.
That's the next question. Somebody says they're in special operations from a country,
yeah, but
and you're
never
like,
been in a war.
Never, ever been in a war. Conflict at all.
Yeah. Yeah, like Iceland.
I'm not judging. Just saying.
When was the last time Iceland was in a war?
2000.
Do they have a standing military?
Someone's going to eat us alive and be like, they're US.
They're part of NATO, you fucking assholes.
Our entire Navy used to listen to your show and we don't anymore, assholes.
We lost like six people.
So the poor guys.
The beer is flowing. We got a little ignorance in us today. Just, you know, chill. We're hanging out with Chris. You know, Chris is sexy.
Yeah, Chris.
Got my Chris Vector.
Super hot.
Derek, it is so good to see you.
It's been more than a year. It's been over a year.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I landed. True. I saw you in January.
I saw you. Yeah, but not. I'm here to see.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you're here to see me.
So Jared was nice enough to take time out of his day to visit me. While you guys were 15 minutes away from my house. Yeah.
That's the bizarre thing. Priorities. How busy we were in El Paso. We lived what, 6 minutes away from each other, but like, well, we hung out a decent amount, but it was like fucking nonstop shit. So we CrossFitted together a little bit, and then I was like, lifting heavy shit's lame.
I know, and you guys are always doing the podcast up at like 11:30. I was like, guys, this is great and everything, but I got to be up at 4 a.m.
Staying up. What's your schedule like now? What time do you get up in the morning for the gym?
Like 5. Stacy's up at fucking 4:20.
Ew.
So she's in bed by like 8
or
9. Yeah. So she goes to bed at like 8, and now like, man, I don't want to go to bed that early. But if I don't like go lay with her while she's falling asleep, I get a talking to, you know. So I lay down in bed by 8:30.
You get a quick
and then she falls asleep. And then I go to bed
talking to or just a talking to.
Like no, she you know, like in the morning she'd be like, "Where were you?" I'm like, "Fuck." Shit. You know everything. You were sleeping.
How the fuck did you know I wasn't there?
No, we go to bed about 10, get up at 4 or 5. Yeah.
That's you guys are a morning person too, Evan.
I am.
It's just disgusting.
I am. I'm at 6 a.m. sharp every day.
Are you a napper? Are you an afternoon napper though?
I'm not.
Stay awake.
I'm just my routine is I go to bed at 1 and get up at 6. That's typically.
Oh yeah, you know, a solid 5 hours.
This explains my physique.
Dude, I used to be
solid
like that.
Sleep deprived.
I wake up between like 12 around 5 and I spend an hour looking at what the East Coast is talking about online and then I go back to sleep for an hour.
See, I'm like 11 or midnight to 7. That's my schedule. Like I feel like I've done enough shit where I need to log at least 7 hours of sleep. And if I can get 8, I'm into it. I'm not an oversleeper anymore. I just don't want to be miserable.
If I wake up at five, dude, I'm fucking pissed.
I wake up at 7, I'm like, let's fuck the world.
Like, I could. If I could sleep in, but I have a 3.5-year-old. She's like
a newborn.
She's up at 6:30 typically. Okay. My body, for whatever reason, it's like 6 o'clock. Even when we were in L.A., 6 o'clock.
You're up, yeah.
Yeah, it's like I can't get away from it. It's got a fucking weird clock on it. So
I guess I wake up usually around 5:30, and then I go. There's absolutely no point for me to get up, and then I go back to bed.
Well, sometimes he'll hit me up at like 5, and I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I'll hit him, Jared up, and be like, "Hey, what's up?" And he's like, "I sleep with my phone." I'm like, "You need to stop doing that. Stop doing that." Like, I'm just expecting this is going to be the first text you see in the morning.
I remember I did that one time. I woke up at like 4:30, and sometimes if I can't sleep, I'll just knock out all my emails super early, and then he wrote me back at like 5:30. You're like, "Why are you up?" And I was like, "I couldn't sleep, so I thought I'd work." Like, what? My bad. Sorry, but your fucking ass is always fucking up.
I try. I always like to respond to emails at random times, like at 3:30.
Yeah, just so it's like really
what
funny.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
It's like that's a power move, though, I think. Like, that's a power play to just be like, this guy never fucking
hold
sleeps.
Hold on. Or a test to see who replies.
I'm not going to call names, but I know there are specific employees at this office that wait till later to like they'll schedule that fucking email, and I know it because I'll put a response out then at like 11 p.m. I'll get the response and I'm like, bullshit, motherfucker. Bullshit. But you know,
they're at the bar.
I got the response.
So happens to go out.
Yeah. Like, sorry, just working from home as I'm getting blasted out.
God, that is so fucking good. That is such a good idea to get a email timer.
Yeah.
Because I'll send
you
all
can
my
schedule emails
go
on
out
Gmail.
Like 2 a.m. Just fuck 2:30 everybody. 2:30. Fuck you.
People are going to sit up and go, oh, God, should I answer this?
Evan
I
is
but the problem
up.
With
but
that, when you have the really
Evan.
Hard workers, they're going to get that and be like, oh, my God, I need to reply to Evan. And then it's kind of
that's
mean.
My problem. I can't do it.
Yeah,
can't do that.
You feel fucked up doing it. Yeah. But.
I think everybody in the building would probably reply to that 2:30 email if it comes from
Evan. Yeah.
I
or
really
the
do.
Second they wake up,
yeah,
they're like,
they're
oh, my God.
Oh, my God, it's been 4.5 hours. I missed it. I hope I got to get it.
No, I'm going to get fired. Shit.
Except for you're Robin. Pretty
much... I don't think Robin or Candace sleep.
No, they don't. They're like vampire women.
Either of them.
Dude, they're fucking rubbing off of Noelle. It's fucking killing me.
Yeah, well, hey, she's like, why did the power women of Black Rifles blog post only name two women that work here?
That was Paige. I don't know.
Who was it? What is it?
It was like Noelle and Jess.
It was
Paige
and
Jess did that. Women of Black Rifle.
But it was only two.
Yeah.
It's like, what about those other ones?
The next one we'll do, like, Robin and the other fucking badass chicks here, so.
Dude, Dude, I got to say, the women of Black Rifle that work here are no joke. There is a powerhouse of women who work like 20 hours a day and are dead fucking serious. Like, it is a
It's almost like competitive in nature, where like, I know that I'm like, I got my shit done, but they're up till fucking like 1 a.m, like corresponding emails together. And I'm like, I'm good, dude.
It's a great business move on our part because we pay them less.
Well, yeah, naturally. And make them share offices. It's
the natural order. It only makes sense.
Like the breeding times. You know? Wait, the employees listen to this. I'm totally kidding. Robin and Noel are going to cut my dick off. I'm sorry.
That is a joke. Yeah, we are completely in compliance with federal and state laws when it comes to hiring and employment practices.
I'm super confused, though. Like, even though my wife works for Black Rifle, I'm super confused why you guys make people come to a job interview in a bikini. Like, it's
that's just for my assistant secretary.
Yeah, it's only dudes in
bikinis. I'm super confused why four different men showed up last week asking for you in a Speedo and a fucking camera.
What are you
bring
into?
It on. Bring
what's Peacemaker doing?
Yeah,
over there?
What are you doing over there?
It's not Peacemaker. It's me. It's my side company. I like dongs.com.
It's called Side Piece. Burt from TV's Side Piece.
Side Penis. Who was that you and I talking about? Side Penis?
Side Penis. It's no longer side boobs.
It's called Side
Dong. I want to see some of that side dong.
Side dong. I liked you before I knew that you were cutting into my market.
Joint venture, Derek? Let's do this together. I'll go after gay cowboys. You go after gay CrossFitters.
Perfect.
Awesome.
My bubble's way bigger.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way,
Cowboys are real good.
I would like to put it out that Jackie Green did say on our rafting trip, Jackie Green's a guitarist we were on a rafting
phenomenal
trip with last
guitarist.
Week, that if anybody is watching, he did some music for, what's the movie?
Brokeback Mountain,
and he never got paid. So what? If anybody knows anybody, like, fucking never pressure got, those assholes.
Exactly.
It's like, hey, dude, I don't care what kind of movie it is. This motherfucking guy's never paid me.
It's great. It's like, I was 23 hilarious. Years old and broke and eating
that
mac
fucking paid me. They never paid Willie either. Yeah.
That would be kind of fun to be like a music composer where like someone came to me like, hey, Matt, so we had this scene. It's super intimate. Can you write some music? Like, fuck yeah, dude. And she's like, so it starts with these two guys and then... They blast each other's ass and there's anal prolapse. But it's really intimate. And you're like, I don't know what to... Like, is it like Titanic? Like,
I watched Ozark.
I'm wearing a Jurassic Park shirt. All right.
And there is graphic gay sex scenes in that show.
Which one?
Ozark.
Which one's this?
Dude, that's a great show. That's a great show.
One of the best TV shows I've seen in 10 years.
It
is good. Just keep watching, man.
I get it. But these shows are the same fucking thing. It's no different. It is Breaking Bad again. Like, it's the same formula. Every episode, it gets a little bit fucking worse. They think they have a solution. And then the next episode, it gets way worse. And now they're missing more money. And it's literally like if you just aligned Breaking Bad's plot, like line and this one, it's the same exact thing.
Well, you just
it's
ruined
cookie
it.
Cutter.
You just ruined it.
Well,
that's
the thing. Thanks a lot, is Dirk. I'm more into something fucking original than just copying Breaking Bad, changing the characters, the location. Like we started with Albuquerque, now we're in Lake Ozark.
You just ruined it for me. I'll go back to watching The Fall Guy with Colt Seaver.
I don't watch TV. It's a waste of fucking time.
You do too watch TV.
But King Arthur.
I don't have TV.
King Arthur.
Is that legit?
At all?
Zero.
Is that good?
I mean, I have like my fucking Apple TV. Like Noah watches Ozark thing, but I don't watch any TV. I would rather skim through social media and see the dumb shit that gets posted to like develop good ideas than fucking watch a TV show. I'm
a habitual.
Do you watch TV?
I watch the Food Network.
No,
all the time.
I don't.
Yeah,
really?
See, that's cool.
Dude,
really?
So like, and I never want to be on a TV show, but I put in an application to get on a TV show.
For which one?
The Worst Cooks in America. I don't think so. Like, they asked me to like they needed like a headshot, and so I sent them. We were in Ireland earlier this year, so we went to the Guinness, the fucking Sky Bar, whatever.
Yeah.
So I got this picture. I got my hat and sunglasses on, and then just a big Guinness mustache holding the Guinness, like no smile, just you know. So that was the headshot. I don't think they're gonna call me.
I think they will.
cowards.
Derek, have you heard of the TV show The Selection on History Channel?
Dude, we watch it. It pumped me up.
Is that the first Bert
like,
from TV?
That the first
Bert from TV.
That's the first time Bert has plugged himself.
I know. I'm Bert from TV. I'm
Bert from TV.
He was harassing me yesterday in text.
I was sending him
audio
messages. I found out what an audio message is. I'm like, what is this microphone for? And I clicked it and started recording, and I realized I could send that to people.
I was disappointed at the end of the show when I found out it was only like 11 days.
It was 13 days.
Yeah, I was like, oh shit, I could do that for 13 days. I don't know if I could do it for 28 days or
something. You could be an instructor on season 2 if there is one. You'd kill it.
God, yeah. That'd be great.
We should just all be instructors. The Black Rifle takes over Selection.
I swear to God, we should just make our own version.
That's
all it is. It's called The Intern.
The Intern.
And it's like, oh God.
Go get your 2-quart, meet me in the Connex.
Yes.
Do The Intern, Jack Osborne to produce it. Like, it'd be the best show on TV.
I was telling somebody a story. I put a group of PJs in a shipping container for an hour in their ProMast doing fucking burpees one time.
Oh, God.
And I had them fucking barfing in their fucking ProMast. It was like 100 fucking degrees in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yes.
There was like a super, and I realized like there's a super evil fucking streak in me. Like I can like endure.
There isn't everybody's
we,
got
we
it.
All know that.
Everybody Evan. Knows that.
Everybody
hey,
knows
I've
everybody
already, knows fucking, and I've got the first 90 days like written out of the TACP course. We could just go down the fucking...
We don't want vacation. We want a selection.
Oh, yeah.
We want it to be hard.
I'll volunteer as tribute for the first episode.
Yeah? I feel like you could pull through. You could win. Yeah. You're a tough guy.
I think Josh could win.
Yeah.
Thanks. I appreciate
Well, I don't know, because are we doing psychological exams?
If he doesn't have to do math.
I mean, he would be something. A 21-day non-select.
No, Josh has a bachelor's in, like, education, right?
Yeah, thank you. I do.
So,
I know stuff about
things.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you. So proper and polite.
Yeah, the psych exam should be, like, everyday weird stuff. Like, film them going to the bathroom, and whoever looks at the toilet paper after they wipe, like... Like that kind of stuff. Like,
don't look at the toilet.
Oh,
I gotta know how clean I am.
You have to, even if it's a magic marker.
So do
you
know this? They did a fucking study.
Seeing...
Women don't like the majority
really?
Of women don't look at the toilet paper after they wipe.
Is that for real? How do you know you're clean there?
That's what I'm saying.
You gotta keep wiping.
Yeah.
The toilet thing is
until
fucking.
I wipe until I see blood.
But conversely,
the owl and the tootsie pop. A one.
Conversely, I'm sure.
Dude, I don't look. I just wait till I'm done, and then I feel around, and there's nothing on my.
Derek just hit the owl on the tits roll.
I put two, three.
I'm done.
I put the grenade soap
taint scrubber.
Yeah.
Up in my butt, and like I just go back and forth.
Well, that's
I
a great
on
plug.
The end
right.
See
what I did there? Yeah, we didn't even
plunger.
Do sponsors. We didn't have Ross.
I put an end on the plunger.
Did you tell him that? Did you tell him that?
No, but who cares? So he does them way better than us, anyways. I do this. I have this butt scrubber called the Rabbit. Have you heard of those things?
No,
the rabbit is a
ladies.
Wait, what?
He's got it.
No, it's super
He's
cool.
Got me.
It's
got
super
me.
Cool. You put soap on it, and then you press this button, and it vibrates,
it
and you just kind of get it in there,
yeah,
and
it just
like really
off.
Cleans you out.
You got me.
Yeah.
You got me on that one. I'm like, no, the rabbit is a vibrator.
How do you know that, Bert?
Damn it, because I've
got
never
one the
in my
rabbit. Every
right
fucking
now.
Past relationship, they always have the rabbit. It's like the one with like the little two prongs.
Yeah, the double deal.
It's like, yeah. Vagina yeah. tickles
it's got
the clit.
We were talking yeah. about that actually.
You don't know what it is. No, it's. Oh, there are the rabbits that do like this
with
circular
the
motion.
Yeah. No. We were talking about that. Like, if you could have two dicks attached to your body or an extra dick, would you go side by side or like an over under shotgun?
Over under. Over under.
I think you have to go over under.
What the fuck
right?
are you going
to
use
it's
side
an over under shotgun
for?
Dick. It's an over under shotgun dick.
Like,
it's not a side by side shotgun.
Well, you turn perpendicular.
No, because. Right? So I'll get you this. This is fuck it, right? Fuck it. I have a few beers. No. I've worn a strap on before that has a dildo under it and a hole for your dick.
Seriously?
So yeah, so your
I've
dick.
Seen these.
It's so,
actually pretty
so
cool.
When girls have like a double penetration fantasy
yeah.
and you're like, I'm not cool with
you're
another
too-
dude in the bedroom, it's the dildo under, uh-huh. or if you want, you can. I forget if
can
you can rotate it
over?
So you can
I'm
get the booty.
This right now,
but you can. So yeah. you fuck her in the butt or the pussy, and
right.
the other one is
oh,
fucking
wow.
her. So you're doing
yeah,
both momentum with
wow.
your hip
they're,
thrust, and then you put the vibrator, and then they're
video.
Just like
Man.
In cloud nine.
The you've never seen this.
Are perfect.
Yeah. This isn't common knowledge. This
that,
is this what's wrong with
common,
America. This isn't common knowledge. This
is common knowledge.
These are important things.
Yeah,
that's super important.
Are you eating butt?
I think
that's what they do these days.
I think that's a great topic. I think that's a great topic, which is like,
hey, how freaky are we, and how willing are we to fucking talk about that on the fucking show?
Dude, huh? I literally give zero fucks. It's the same thing you're talking about. There's that whole thing like, do girls like their butthole licks? And all the girls that are like, ew, that's gross. I'm
they
like, you just it. Haven't had your ass licked the right way, yeah. and you're too uncomfortable.
The right
you,
way? Or just
is there a wrong way?
They just
way?
said
well,
no forever.
No, because
I think most of the ones, no. they just say no.
Dude, eatbutt.com is available.
I feel like there's certain people, right? They're not open to the fact of, like, sexuality. So they're, like, super tense. They're like, oh, my God, that's weird. That's gross. But if they just, like, relax and went more on just feeling, it fucking, it's anatomy. Like, I'm sorry. It feels good. Fucking get
I mean,
over
that's
it.
Also where your poop comes out.
But as the butthole licker,
right?
If you're showered up and you just didn't run
a
marathon,
yeah, it's
I'm
like
good.
A shower dick. It's like a shower dick. It tastes
perfect. Perfect, dude. Analingus. It's rimming your guide to eating ass. Like, you can figure out how to do it well on the internet if it's a problem in your life.
I just added that. Like, just added that to my tricks.
Way more complex. Nice. You have a clitoris and a lot more sense.
How's that working out for you?
Great.
Yeah, nice.
I added it to my tricks not too long ago.
Good. Good for you.
Within the last
2 years. Analingus. Really? I didn't know analingus was a term.
Oh, no,
you got cunnilingus.
Cunnilingus, analingus.
The head solid. Of the penis has 5,000 nerves.
What?
Your anus has 15,000 to 20,000.
There you go.
Wow. You do the math.
If you're not into butt stuff, you're missing out.
Hashtag the more you know.
Yeah.
The more you
when
know.
You put your, we talked about this on the way to Idaho. When you put your finger, if your ear itches and you put your finger in your ear and you wiggle it around real fast, what feels better, your finger or your ear? Oh, yeah. I'm just saying.
My ear.
My butt.
When
I touch my ear, my butt feels great.
Oh, so I had an idea why you were gone.
For your asshole?
I had an idea why you're gone. I purchased a domain. It's howtobeawhore.com. And what I wanted to do was offer, like, you could sign your friends up for it, and it sends a newsletter from howtobeawhore.com. So let's say you're going through a breakup or something. You're mad at your ex. It's like,
but I feel like
then she gets an email from howtobeawhore.com.
But they already know. Like, girls are just reserved. It's the same whole thing where you talk to all these fucking couples.
I like that website, though.
That we've been married for 8 years. They're like, anal sex is gross. The fucking second they break up, this bitch is getting blasted in the asshole. It's like every the time. Weird psychology Never based fails. On the like fucking Never mundaneness fails. Of the relationship. Like, that's what fails marriages. Have a little fun. Suck your fucking husband's dick a little bit. If you're a husband, eat your fucking wife's pussy and ass. Call it a fucking day. I guarantee you'll get over the frivolous fucking drama.
Every one of my super
with.
Close friends that is every one of my super close friends that have been married for more than 10 years. I have found out that they're into fucking weird shit.
Yeah. That you have to be.
What about, have to be. What about ass to mouth with your significant
Oh, whoa.
Your,
that's over the line.
I feel like that's too far.
Smoky that is disgusting. Like,
yeah, that's what I thought.
What do you mean, ass to mouth? Like,
are you talking about like her blasting you and then you sticking the dong back in your...
Yeah, what, give us specifics here.
Typical traditional ass to mouth, as I understand it, is fucking in the butt and then getting a blowjob.
Oh, if the chick's cool with it, I'm about that life.
You're about
all day.
That life? But, I mean, then do you make out with her afterwards?
Sure. No. I don't care.
Wow.
Because if it's clean enough to go in her mouth, we're good. Like, now if I pulled out and there's chunks of poop on there, like, we don't need pink eye. We don't need fucking pink eye up in this bitch.
Yeah. So you want pink eye? That's how you get pink eye.
That's how you button get pink eye.
You want pink eye?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad we cleared that up. That's
like it's
good
like porn, right? They do ass to mouth
all
and
the
stuff,
time.
But they're douche. They're super clean. It's not like the bitch is on fucking diarrhea, and you're like, let's fucking do
well,
it.
Well, they have those.
No, I actually the new Rainbow vacuum cleaner actually has a butt cleaning fucking attachment.
Yeah, the new Dysons have that too.
Yeah.
What do you
hook? Most okay, so you take. You know how your sink has the little sprayer thing?
Yeah.
It hooks to the vacuum, and you can clean butts with it.
Most of the new vacuums have a butt cleaning
kit. The new Dyson. It's like it's
really
a tiny
rubber. Has anybody seen that recent movie
I'm just gonna head to Target. I'm gonna head to Target.
You get a Dyson section. I'll
be right back.
Yeah, you make sure your hose is long enough on your sink thing.
Oh, my hose is long enough.
How dare you?
My hose is long enough.
I hate your microphone.
Why?
I fucking hate it.
First off,
he always has to adjust it. He's like, there's like a lump here. 5,005 up, screws in the sky. Roger, we're cleared for a takeoff.
If I use the same one you guys have, it's in the way. I can't see you. With this one, I can cut it.
There are literally five people that are doing it just fine.
But you're facing each other. I'm facing a different way.
First off,
you know you could hook it up on the side, right, and shoot it this way?
No, I can't.
Folks, we've finished the podcast a little early, but somebody else is at our gate, so we're going to stand by.
Roger, we're ready to clear for takeoff or ass to mouth. Dyson's ready to clean.
Laugh it up.
Derek,
you
White,
too.
Derek White is going to stick his nub in my asshole. Roger that.
Ooh. What would size nub? That's a lot.
Hold on,
of lube.
That's a great thing. So, like, I know amputee porn is like. There's a lot of people with fantasies. Have you had that?
My stump is big, dude.
Like, no, like,
have
like,
you,
if I was a fucking
and Mary,
like, foot,
have you and
like,
Mary met in person?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you touched?
No, we didn't smack stumps or not. Like, we didn't touch stumps or nothing. But yeah, but like, dude, there's like a fucking weird video of there's a girl missing her foot, so her stomp is super tiny.
Oh, yeah,
it's just
I
her little
that.
Feminine ankle.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she's
I've
like,
seen that one.
She's sticking it in the dude's butt.
Yeah.
While
yeah.
she's finger banging herself.
I've seen that.
That's I've seen that.
I see the dude
I've
leg.
That's out there.
The dude
yeah, that's
too.
Out there. That's out there.
So guys, have people like, reached out to you and been like, "Hey, I'm super into amputees. Fulfill my fantasy kind of
only,
thing."
Only like maybe like not. I mean, a couple years ago, but that like when I first came out, there was like. Man, there's a really weird internationally gay amputee population.
Fetish.
Yeah, it's like some weird shit. Yeah.
So you're saying like if I want to go gay, I should cut like a foot off and I'd be a lot more prominent in the community?
All them dudes
has
from
it slowed down like the thirst of women around the country? Has it slowed down?
It's pretty much stopped.
Really?
Do you not agree? Like so, dude, it's the funniest thing. Like I feel like the same way. The first like 2 years into my social media, it was like fucking
bombardment.
Like 50 girls a day, pussy photos everywhere. Now it's like I probably get onesies and twosies. It's not even.
Well,
it's
like, when Stacey and I met, I was peaking, you know?
Right.
And she was, that was like one of her big concerns. And I was like, we can control this. We can control this rhetoric. And like, we create the culture of people that follow us in the end. Like,
100%.
We create that.
Yeah.
So I was like, we just got to change the dialogue a little bit, give it a little bit of time. And I was, you know, like, it's completely stopped. Man. And now people like respect our relationship. They don't, they're like, I'm not a fuckboy anymore. So I actually like wanted to make like a football jersey, get it framed. And it says like number one on the jersey and then it says fuck boy and I just hang it up
I like
in my
it.
Office, you know?
Retired. It's the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That's like the really weird thing with social media. It's weird that you bring that up because it's like people followed you maybe 3 years ago and like me and shit that were like, hey, we like that you're this fucking playboy, all these different chicks kind of thing. And like granted that was the fucking lifestyle I lived and now like super monogamous and married and shit. And then like I even see hate towards my wife because it's like, wait a minute, you're fucking all these funny videos. You married a fucking stupid gun bunny, but they have no understanding of like her character and personality and stuff. But it's like the people that follow you have to kind of grow with you or just like get the fuck out kind of thing. You know, it's a weird, bizarre world where people are like mad that you found someone you like to be friends with and fuck.
Well, it's also to the randos that think they know your life better than you do. Like, I'm sure you got some of those comments.
Oh, God. We all get them. Yeah. I mean, a lot of we got because we got married about like in a year after you or something.
Something like that. We got married on 325 this year.
325?
So, so that's actually
325th Airborne Infantry.
That was my Army unit. So actually, I was in 2325, second marriage on 325. So like, fuck whatever paratrooper of the year is down there at Bragg this year. I'm the fucking paratrooper of the year. Like, you didn't get married on 2325, motherfucker.
Yes.
<Yeah.
laughs>
I like that.
It's like that's the whole like smart. The whole social media thing. It's just like, shut the fuck up, man. Like we were talking about that earlier today. I'm like, I get super over it. Like, I'm just going to be me and do me. And like, the more hate that comes in, like, I don't give a fuck.
See, dude. I only get hate because, like, so I'm a little bit more open than you are. You know, like, I kind of, you're super entertainment, and I'm kind of just, like, more personal. It's kind of my diary. And so the only time I get hatred is when somebody somebody shares a video and somebody's never seen me or something like that before. Like, oh, it's just a fucking another meathead, blah, blah, blah. Look at this, like, real cliche tattooed guy with muscles or something. So I only get hate when somebody doesn't know who I am, and I just sit there and laugh. Like,
well, at the end of the day,
you don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
It's just the internet. Yeah. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, it's just the fucking internet.
Well,
you know?
In 95% of the time, and I don't do it anymore, but when you combat fucking trolls, within 10 minutes, you find out their fucking motive was based off their own insecurity.
Oh my gosh.
And then they're like, hey man, if you ever want to hang out, it'd be awesome. You're like, yeah, dude, like, sorry I made a video that offended you. Like, get fucked.
Well, and these are very miserable, sad people that are just combing the internet to look for someone to piss and moan about.
Well, I always like make the association of like, if I see something that I really hate and disagree with, I don't even fucking comment. I go, that guy's a fucking moron.
Next.
Well, people don't do that though. Here's another thing though, because I've asked this question because we've been doing this for so long now. Like, I always wonder, what would I even do on Facebook on my phone
during the day if I didn't have all the stuff that we do. It's like, what do normal people do when they get on
this,
Facebook?
This is what they
do.
So true, I think it's a during the
time true for some people. Like, the only reason they have Facebook or Instagram is to fuck with other people because it's entertaining.
Dude, like during the elections, like they're like Trump's speech on Fox, and there's 33,000 viewers because they're live, and 32,000 of them are just there because they're fucking mad. Like, right, they're just there because they hate, like, that's the internet, man. Like, people like to be two things, mad and validated, you know?
But people need to realize validation can come from sources that are actually representational of your own character. Like, if Evan is disappointed in me, that fucking weighs on me. If 7,000 people hate me for fucking weird reasons, I don't give a fuck because I value his opinion. I value his character. And, like, those are associations I made with my own self. Are like, that's why we talked about earlier. Keep the circle small. I'm like, the people I care about that actually are fucking, I see their daily activities that are trying to better this world, and just do them. Like, dudes like you, they're like, I'm just going to fucking do what I want and be successful and make my wife happy. Like, I respect that so much. And the fucking weirdos that are absorbed in drama, like, just get fucked. Or we'll build an octagon. You can come fight me. I'm cool.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
even if you knock me out, that's cool. Like, let's fucking throw
some
elbows.
But at least you did something.
Yeah, at least you did something. Because, you showed up.
Yeah, I mean, just saying something. I mean, the tough guys on the internet are just unbelievable, and I get it. You know, it's your outlet. It's the only really area where you can assert some kind of alpha dominance
because there's no repercussion or, right, or consequence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's like, man, if you could ever meet these people in person, like if we could set
eventually
up,
we will do the Jay and Silent Bob thing.
Yeah, can we just or we'll just fly them out and be like, hey man, guess what, all expenses paid, we're gonna bring you to Black Rifle Coffee, you get to step in the cage with
I want to do like the we talked about this, like all the ones that hate on like the pro gun stuff we do. I want to take them out for like,
just let them
like live our lifestyle for 1 week. Hey, be like, show up with zero judgment. We're gonna drink some beer. We're gonna go out and fucking shoot guns. We're gonna laugh, and by the end of it, you will be like,
yeah, oh, that's kind of cool.
This is like super mellow and easy, and they don't pass judgment on anybody. And you're like, yeah. So the way that entertainment is on the internet is completely different than how we are in real life.
I saw BJ Baldwin actually.
Yeah.
He fucking mud sucked one of his trolls like out of the water the other fucking day.
Mud sucked.
He was like, he had a video of he was helping Dan Bilzerian like pull a truck out of the mud, and they were part of the evacuation in Texas doing a bunch of other stuff. And the guy was like, I guess some dude trolled him, was like, yeah, it's fucking cool how you guys are just making fun of this whole fucking thing. And he responded, he's like, hey dude, I've been working fucking nonstop, and these are military trucks. I've got really cool vehicles that I could drive any day, but you know, like one fucking 5 minute video of us having fun in a fucking tragedy, that doesn't make us fucking assholes. It just actually says that we're turning fucking, you know, lemonade or lemons into lemonade here.
It's and the it's same like, thing. Like if you took a video on Target basically of making dick jokes after you just did a fucking direct action raid, like, yeah, fuck you, you pussy faggot, look at that. And then you film that and uploaded it because you thought it was funny, and people are like, way to fucking make war a joke, you fucking idiots. You're like, yo, we just did. Okay, never mind. There's no understanding
Which actually brings me into a really cool point, which is Jared was talking about how the Drinking Bros were supporting the floods.
Yeah.
So it's still going on right now. So I'm gonna make sure that we have all our facts correct.
Yeah,
here.
You better make sure we get the facts.
I want to get the names correct.
Don't fuck this up, Jared.
Yeah.
We've been trying.
The Houston guys, the Drinking Bros in Houston. They have like a bar that they frequent a lot, and that bar owner has a hangar up in Tom's Ball, Texas. So he donated the hangar as a staging area for all of them. And on that airfield, they had close to 8 volunteer pilots and planes that said they will fly to neighboring states to pick up donated supplies, bring them to the hangar. Now, in the process of us just getting all this stuff coordinated with the Tom's Ball Airport and Crispy going down there and everything, miraculously at the same time, Alexander calls from central Houston at the Houston International private side of the airport and has 7 private helicopters ready to go wherever they need to go if we had support. So I'm like, oh shit, we connected the chain with Andy Burke from Drinking Bros Houston. So he got in touch with these guys. So now there's a whole supply chain happening from North Houston to where people are bringing supplies in an area that's unaffected and helicopters that are picking up those supplies and putting them on Ground Zero.
Yeah,
that's
fucking rad.
Actively doing it right now.
And we just so everybody knows, like we've put a bunch of stuff down there. Like we had a bunch of stuff sent down there.
The coffee is getting delivered, I think, today.
We are supporting it. I mean, I've had a couple guys hit me up online like, hey, are you guys going to support this? We're not going to run any sales against this because we actually... I find it a little bit deceiving. Yes. Like we're prophets. It's like, hey, man, we're supporting it. We're not going to announce anything about it because it just seems a little bit unprofessional.
Art 15 has been pushing money directly to Crispy, who is directly buying supplies.
Yeah, we ran the Texas shirt on Art 15, which 100% of the proceeds will go to Crispy and their fucking efforts. And Black Rifle's been doing a lot. We just fucking mailed a shit ton of coffee. I'm working with
1,200 pounds.
1,200 pounds. And I'll be honest, a lot of people don't know, and I'm not fucking making this about our company, but we like to suffer in silence. Like, we don't try to make it like a big PR campaign, but we have an active donation thing that we support military and we donate overseas. And all of that right now has been going to Houston. And then I got John on the hook because, you know, John, Texas, I don't want to say his last name, but they're doing the whole first responder effort. So I'm sending out about another fucking 5,000 bags of coffee to him just because they're like, they don't have the resources because they're completely away doing good fucking work. So
we're supporting it. It's so much better that way because everything's so, that's how we run our nonprofit. Nobody fucking knows anymore.
And I that. People are like, are you guys even supporting the video? Like, you make this funny-ass video about the Houston victims. Like, trust me, our organization, we are a for-profit organization, but we're doing everything that we can to fucking support them. Like, but we're not going to go out there and be like, look how fucking awesome we are.
It's not our marketing campaign this month. You know?
No. It's our obligation as a U.S. citizen to support this fucking tragic event that has taken a shit ton of lives in the communities and families impacted by that to, like, show our support. Like, everybody in America should feel that way, especially with this fucking hurricane coming on the East Coast.
I mean, I sent prayers, so I thought that.
I sent
a lot of good vibes.
Important.
Yeah. Positive energy vibrations.
Can we make a video about marking that?
Good for you. Just sick. One like equals one prayer.
Yeah.
That's what I really want to make that video of a girl in an upside down car that's wrecked and she's just whimpering and it says no save until 10,000 likes.
I do. You love, like, we talked about it a couple episodes or maybe last episode or whenever it was about the fat chick rope swing.
Oh yeah.
I've got four guys that did some Photoshop fat chick rope swing thing.
Yes.
It's like, I believe and it's a chick on a fucking fat chick on a rope swing. Oh, I fucking love them, man. Like, I mean, they're awesome. If we had that sticker, we just put those stickers out in boxes. I believe because it's fucking hilarious. It's fucking hilarious.
You could have an entire I Believe series.
Seriously. The fat chick rope swing was like...
I need to make that video.
I got a lot. I got a lot of fucking emails on that. It was funny as hell.
Do you see the fat chicks that fall on the rope swings? God, they break.
Did you miss this conversation?
No, I know, but they break bones so quick. Dude. Like the one girl that broke her femur. Well, like,
I think you might have been
terrible.
Gone. We were talking about making
wasn't on there.
Like an official, like to the Sarah McLachlan, you know, in the arms of an angel, where it was like a public service announcement. Like if
fat
you're over so things. Many pounds, you cannot get on a rope swing.
But then,
hundreds of fat girls a year try to get on a rope swing that they can't support their fat lips.
No,
bodies.
do it like Planet Earth.
But that's
as the fat girl reps the rope swing.
That's what I was saying. We just want the information because I don't want these videos to stop.
Yeah.
Like that's where I think I was bringing it up, where I was like,
she has not done a pull up in her whole life.
Yeah. Yeah, a pull up on a rope under velocity. Like, that shit still fucking amazes me.
If you
never
held your body weight,
never
held your body weight, yet you're 65 feet up. And you think this is a good idea?
Newton's law, bro. Yeah. Like, come on. It's going to... So,
you know...
Keep them coming. I love them. They're fucking awesome.
Hey, you know?
I believe.
Prayers and thoughts to the fat girls in rope swings.
There's nothing... Like, it's a funny... You remember that movie Big Daddy?
Yeah.
When the kid was sad, he just went and tripped people and it made people
through
happy.
Through the
Stacy was super crabby, like, a couple weeks ago, and I was like, you know what? I pulled up on YouTube on the TV. I pulled up that show Wipeout. Yeah. And we just sat there and watched people get fucked up for 15 minutes. And it was so great. It worked. It was amazing. Like, she was just
psychology behind it. It's like, my life sucks right now, but it's not that bad.
Yeah, you just watch people get hit in the face and shit. Yeah.
YouTube Razor fails. Oh, my God.
Ooh. Razor?
Yeah, like the scooters? Like a Razor?
Razor scooters?
No, like
I was thinking shaving. Listen, dude, I am all about, like, the Mexican cartel chainsaw on a throat. Like, not about it, but, like, I'll watch those videos. Yeah. Broken bones for me. It's like the one thing that gets me a little bit. Like, the Razors, dude, when they jump the staircase and their legs shatter in both ways. I'll watch it, but it's not something I'm going to hit repeat.
Yeah. I have a hard time with that.
My worst thing is, like, people's legs hyperextending on a leg press. You know?
Oh, yeah, and it's snaps.
I can watch it. I can jerk off to a decapitation.
Right.
But I will fucking, like, lose my shit.
Because that's something that's like, you know, you're like, man, I press heavy, and it's in the back of your head.
Me. Ross, that is the fucking name of this episode, jerk off to a decapitation. Damn.
Wow.
And you know what you can jerk off on a decapitation? You know what you can jerk off on?
What?
What type of bed would you
use? A ghost bed.
Oh, my God. Oh,
right. Segway, yeah. Sally. Wow.
You got a nice 50-inch plasma hooked to your laptop with that live
you
leak up on
it. Chromecast
you know, that shit. Lean back. You know, try not to go to sleep on one of those because it's fucking almost impossible.
It's scary.
But
that should just be the
marketing.
Scary. I fuck in a ghost bed every night because I do. Mm, I mean, unless she's tired and then she doesn't have sex with me, but you know, I still try.
I'm cleared hot even if she's asleep. She's like, yeah, just don't wake me up.
Oh, whoa! Really?
I feel like is that true though? Yeah. Have you tested it before?
I've never tried.
No, because I don't think it's true.
There's no way.
Here's the problem. What are you doing?
There is no way that I could not wake her up,
dude. Like,
I'm a very aggressive lover. So
right before this podcast,
there is no way that I could stealth bomb that shit.
I feel like that should be your Tinder if you ever like for. A single guy, that should be it. Like, I'm a very aggressive lover.
Dude, right before this podcast, Stacey was taking a nap, and I was like, she's told me, she's given me the green light before, but like, I feel like if I woke her up right now, that she would be pretty fucking angry.
Wait,
and so I'm just like, casually, like, just sitting there yawning really loud. I wasn't tired, nothing. Like,
how many,
hey, babe, are you awake?
How many family members have visited people in prison? And they've been talking, you know, the person behind the glass is like, well, my cellmate is a very aggressive lover. He's an aggressive lover, which is, you know, I told him, actually, I didn't tell him. I'm just like, I'm asleep. And he has the green light, obviously, because he's 200 pounds heavy.
I want somebody that is single that's on Tinder to hit me up because I'm going to write your bio.
Yes. Tinder dating profiles by Jared Terris.
Yes. You got to post
we're gonna
that.
We're going to publish it.
We got to publish it in Drinking Bros.
You
have
the
to.
Crush on Plenty Fish. Yes, we all know. Yeah, we've talked about plenty of times. Let Jared Taylor write your dating profile description.
Yes, please.
But he needs bullet points. Like, what are you
not
into?
Not really.
No, hold on. Just like
wild card.
No. Give him five bullet points like you ski, you like beer. Yeah. So just speaking generalities, and then he'll morph that into something.
And
that,
I need to know what is a character count on the about for Tinder?
Oh, fuck if I know. But it'll be
I don't
perfect.
Think you
will disappoint your date because she thinks you're really funny based off of Jared, but you're already on the date, so it's up to you.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know? Take this thing up a notch and have a drinking bro let you write their resume for their next job.
Wow. I would do that.
Just draw spaghetti.
I would Actually,
tell Jared when your next interview, if somebody has like a no shit interview for like Goldman Sachs and they know that they're not going to fucking, they know that they're not going to take the job.
Let me take their place
let
for the interview.
Jared and Jared and I will fly.
Yes. Like, we will like go, Step Brothers.
We will go like to your brothers. Fucking interview in your stead as a couple.
Wearing tuxedos.
That would be the funniest
I love it. Jared showed up and he's like, hey, I'm sorry. My husband had to come with me we only have
so
one vehicle and he's
got
to go to the gynecologist after that.
But
like,
I would write a resume too.
Dude, why is he going to the gynecologist?
I've always wanted to put on a resume has had rabies.
Yeah. Hey, my rabies is in
there.
My rabies is in.
That's on your Tinder profile. Rabies clear since
rabies
2016.
Free since,
March 2016.
Since 2016.
Like, hey, it's like rabies contagious. Oh, no. I've been clear since March 2016.
Yeah, and it's horrendous. So, you have to get a copper shot in your stomach.
That's like six shots.
I would also like to recommend people, or at least recommend, listen to the last episode because I really want to see The fuck you, Kevin
out.
Videos.
No, moving out. Moving out.
Fuck right. you, Kevin.
Moving out. Yeah. Who is going to be the Kevin. First
Who
dude?
Is it?
To pull this off.
Has nobody submitted one yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, well, come on.
The episode
just
went
live
today. like 2 hours ago.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So
somebody should be
moving out
tonight.
For Derek, because we'll reiterate this a little bit just in case people missed it.
Let Evan yeah, explain.
Okay. I'm going to piss while you tell it.
Fuck you, Kevin, or moving out basically boils down to Matt and I were coming back from LA, and this was like 4 days ago, and I was walking by the checkout line the check-in line for TSA as they're going through security. You know, they got the rope fucking maze that you got to walk through and wait. Well, you're locked into this fucking thing. You got people behind you, people ahead of you, like you're fucking locked in. You've got a time hack. You can't fuck around, right? And I was asking Matt, I was like, dude, do you ever think about this? Like, do you ever think about like walking up to the edge of the fucking rope and being like, fuck you, Kevin. Is this your time to move out? You fucking asshole. We fucked and I stuffed you full of fucking semen in my dick and ate your fucking butt. And this is the time when you decide, of course, when I'm out of town, you're going to fucking leave. Fuck you, Kevin. And that's my fucking shirt.
There, I'm out there doing a trip for the future family. We were going to adopt a black cat.
And they just sit there and they're like, I'm not Kevin. Oh, of course. I know that's exactly what you would say, you fucking asshole. You, I let you fucking come in me. I came in you. We fucking dude 69. And all you got to do, and these guys
start crying. Yeah. You're the only one that let me spit my cum out of your asshole back out of your mouth.
We fucking snowballed. You son of a bitch. And then film it. Have your buddy film it.
He's looking for the glass.
Just do it.
What do you
because
think?
Because I
what
gotta see it. I gotta see it. What do you think, Derek?
What do you think, Derek?
I think it'd be hilarious.
I feel like that's a good way to get punched in the face.
How?
Based no,
in the
they're,
fucking
they're
thicket
too far
of a
away.
Line,
they're like
dude.
In the center. They're like two lines in.
You're not in their face. So it's like you're just yelling at them. Like it's not like you're worried about your safety.
TSA line.
Yeah. Yeah. If you punch, and by the way, you punch somebody, you just made the watch list.
Yeah.
So they're gonna be like, I can't fucking do anything crazy right now.
And
I'll go to jail.
It just has to be a line of some kind.
Like, so it doesn't have to be TSA. It could be in like,
oh my God.
It could be in like Whole
Top
Foods.
Of the bottle. There just, you go.
Come on. Jesus. Get it. Oh. Yeah.
It's going to explode.
That's what she said.
Bert Coons is opening a beer, you know?
Yeah.
First That's time
from
ever.
From Peacemaker
first
Trading time. Company, if
first
you want to check it out.
Ever.
Straight Legless Clothing from Derek Wida, you know?
We have bottle openers, by the way.
Do you really?
If oh, yeah, you want a bottle opener, Straight Legless right bottle openers.
I should probably go to Straight Legless and buy one.
Yeah.
I like it. This is just I don't want this night to end.
Just keep it going.
I don't want. Well, we have to do another episode. So,
Does anybody? Derek, you got a drinking bro of the week?
You want to give a shout out to somebody, brother?
Who's the dude that's always doing all the like we're talking about drinking bros on Facebook and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like the so I'm not in this circle anymore. I just kind of skim. Who's this dude that's always making the stay positive, stay epic,
the one that's loud?
Yeah.
What's drinking bros?
Who is
this guy? I was just messaging him. Hang on.
I don't know, but I love him. He's like nonstop positivity, and he just doesn't give a fuck. I love that.
He's almost easy to hate. It's like, dude, I hate how happy you are all the time.
Jonathan DeWitt. The last conversation, I said, we need to work on a time to bring you out and shoot a video. And he goes, where are you guys at? I said, Salt Lake City. He goes, Utah? I said, no, Netherlands.
Dumbass.
Got him.
Yeah. Well, cheers. We'll make him the drinking bro of the week. That's the positive, man. Yeah. He's out there trying to fucking just make people laugh
Jonathan
and have a good time and be him, man. That's what you're being
and
a drinking
bro. And he made a really
about.
Good Black Rifle commercial the other day, actually. Yeah. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, that was epic.
Yeah.
It was fucking awesome. He was...
Yeah, we need to put him on.
That's my nomination. I'm just here to say hi to that guy.
40 ounces of cold brew and see what happens.
Yes. get him on a fucking big gulp of cold brew and he's going
to
be.
Well, cheers to Jonathan DeWitt.
Hey,
cheers.
You are the drinking bro of the week.
Cheers.
All right.
Did we miss any other sponsors? I feel like
no, we'll get Ross to put him in there. Okay. We love all of our sponsors.
Strike Force.
We have six dudes just having fun. We're not going to fuck it up.
Yep.
Right on.
So, I mean, for Evan Hafer, Bert Koontz, Derek Wida, Josh Tyler, Jared, I write a fucking sea dude
the
Taylor.
The only one that gets a nickname.
And
the only one that gets a nickname.
Me, Matt. Says, we fucking love you. And
it's not a sea dude.
It's
he
a sea dude. It's a fucking sea dude.
It's not a sea dude.
It's a fucking sea dude.
It's a freeform factory.
C-Doo.
Freestyle jet
it's
ski.
A
custom.
It's
made
a
for me.
He said sea dude.
It's not a sea dude.
We love you, drinking brothers. We're out. See ya.
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.